Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio. On May 18, 1860, in Chicago, Illinois, Abraham Lincoln is nominated for president by the Republican Party. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Abraham Lincoln's ambition was evident. "The taste is in my mouth a little," he confessed to a friend in April 1860. The Illinois lawyer and one-term congressman was talking about the presidency of the United States, a remarkable possibility that seemed within reach as the Republican National Convention gathered in Chicago. "We hazard nothing in saying that no man," the Chicago Press and Tribune wrote, "has ever risen so rapidly to political eminence in the United States." Lincoln had made a national reputation with his strongly anti-slavery campaign against Stephen Douglas for the Senate in 1858, and with a powerful speech at New York's Cooper Union earlier in 1860. Now, in the Republican campaign, Lincoln believed he stood the best chance of uniting his party in the general election. William Seward of New York was seen as the strongest candidate as delegates came to Chicago. Other contenders included Salmon P. Chase of Ohio, Simon Cameron of Pennsylvania, and Edward Bates of Missouri. On Saturday, March 24, 1860, Lincoln wrote, "My name is new in the field, and I suppose I am not the first choice of a very great many. Our policy, then, is to give no offense to others. Leave them in a mood to come to us, if they shall be compelled to give up their first love." He had the politics just about perfect. The other contenders had more support, but they also had more opposition. Lincoln's advice to his allies in Chicago: give no offense and keep cool under all circumstances. Articulate and without an inordinate number of enemies, Lincoln emerged as the nominee at Chicago, winning on the convention's third ballot on Friday, May 18, 1860. After an evening rally at the State House in Springfield, friends and supporters swarmed the Lincoln's house at 8th and Jackson. "Tonight, the city is in a blaze of excitement," the New York Times reported from Springfield. In remarks to the throng outside the house, Lincoln said he would invite the whole crowd into his house if it was large enough to hold them. A voice called out, "We will give you a larger house on the 4th of next March." Lincoln looked forward, not backward.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code ODYSSEY. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
"Holding myself the humblest of all whose names were before the convention, I feel in especial need of the assistance of all," he wrote Chase. "May the Almighty grant that the cause of truth, justice, and humanity shall in no wise suffer at my hands," he told his old friend Joshua Giddings. What a victory for truth, justice, and humanity would look like was at issue. For Lincoln's definition of truth, his grasp of justice, and his vision of what would best serve humanity was far from universally shared. He was seeking the presidency of a country divided not only by competing interests, but by incompatible understandings of reality itself. Lincoln saw democracy as an essential good. His foes saw it as a threat to an aristocracy of power. Lincoln saw slavery as an evil to be eradicated, however slowly. His foes saw it as a necessary and divinely ordained fact of life. And so, on this day, the battle for the American future was joined. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and Founding Partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Paige Heimson, Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Research assistance by Sarah Jean Caver. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.